Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we return from that quick break and get into the Chief Travel Leader conversation, today's B-Block, folks, well, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
With a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. And from personal experience, Robert and I can attest that you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service. From your spacious oceanfront suites, you can explore all seven continents, savor gourmet dining, and it is gourmet dining that rivals some of the finest restaurants in the world, and enjoy complimentary premium wines, beers, and spirits.
And all of this happens with the added benefit of only having to unpack once. This is your moment, folks, and when you travel with Seabourn for all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruises and expeditions, it will be your new favorite way to travel. Visit Seabourn.com for more info and show specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go for the first time today as we focus on Margaritaville. And joining us from the company is COO Brad Schwabel.
Brad, nice to be connecting with you here on the big show today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, Mary, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time today. So, you know, when I think Margaritaville, I think happy, all right? On your website it says, and I'm quoting, you know, some of these things, you don't need to be a navigator to get there. There are no parallels of latitude or longitude. And Margaritaville is a place in all of our minds. So I want you to share what Margaritaville is to you, Brad, the state of being in Margaritaville, if you will, and why, you know, your many properties are so popular with travelers.
Sure. Great question, Robert. You know, we often refer to Margaritaville as a state of mind. Our mission out there is to deliver fun and escapism. So when you use it in terms of, you know, an experience and it's, you know, embodies fun, there's so much that you can do with that. So, you know, as we talk a little bit, we'll explain, you know, how that comes to life. But, you know, we're a major, you know, in the hospitality space with a variety of different offerings. And we pride ourselves in being the leading lifestyle lodging company out there and all the different things that we do. But to answer your question very specifically, you know, what comes to mind? It's fun. It's experience. It's enjoying the times. It's making memories. It's interacting not only with the guests, but all of our team out there and really, you know, kind of keeping alive the legacy that, you know, originated with Jimmy Buffett and everything that he brought.
So, Brad, you mentioned, I want to go back to a variety of offerings, and you certainly do. You have numerous hotels and resorts. You offer all-inclusive resorts. There are rental homes, even RV resorts and more. Talk with us about the growth the company's experiencing and some of the newer locations coming online. For example, you have a new property up on Cape Cod where the show is heard on FM 95.1 WXTK Radio. So lots of new growth and properties.
Yeah, you are correct, Mary. A lot going on in the world of Margaritaville, and like I said, 20 plus years with the company. And what's interesting is, in many ways, we're still very much in the infancy stage of what, you know, Margaritaville has become with our growth. You know, the existing properties, we're pushing 40 to 45 hospitality offerings out there, and to your point, hotels, resorts, Camp Margaritavilles, vacation clubs, all inclusives, vacation rental, real estate, residential programs, active living, restaurants, and, you know, most recently we're in the cruise ship business in a major way. So much going on in the Margaritaville space, and that's what we're doing currently, and with a very healthy and active pipeline ahead of us. Specifically, Cape Cod, we're very excited. Hyannis up there, you guys are, I'm assuming, very familiar with it.
Oh, we are. We did a big Let's Go America tour up there about two years ago now. Yeah.
Very, very nice. So we're converting a resort. Our partners up there are investing, I think, nearly $30 million or more in transforming, reimagining the space that they have there at the Cape Cod Resort, looking to open beginning of October. And it will become, you know, another Margaritaville resort filled with great amenities, activation, lots of fun, live entertainment, food and beverage, and, you know, awesome accommodation.
Just the range of offerings. Again, it's impressive. There's no question about that, Brad. You know, and listen, I mean, our show fans, you know, across the country, they know we've enjoyed a good relationship with Hilton. Hilton Grand Vacations is a show partner. We're actually going to be doing a big Let's Go America Tour event and live remote with them at their new Maui Bay Villa property in late September. I'm sharing that with you because, you know, we have a number of show friends at JD Power. They're on this program a few times a year with us. They ranked Margaritaville Hotels and Resorts number one in guest satisfaction in the upper upscale rankings in their annual survey. I want to know, is that the demographic and audience you're built around, you know, the upscale leisure traveler? And what is it about your operations that makes you different and able to win the first place ranking in guest satisfaction?
Great questions. And let me first to, you know, win number one for guest service, JD Power Award in the space. You know, you're not only honored, but you're humbled. Because it, you know, it really is a testimony to a lot of things out there and what you do and delivering in order to achieve such an award, and so much credit goes out to, you know, everyone that works with or for Margaritaville, and that's pretty broad these days. So quite the honor, but very humbling when you think about it. So to answer your question, yes, very aspirational. We, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, designing our offering to compete in that space, but you know, upper upscale really is about. While it's positioned that way, it's certainly done in a way that we want to ensure that there's great value around people that come, you know, that the guests that come and experience our properties. So we think we've done well. It's nice to have a, you know, kind of a measuring stick here with the award. I think, you know, we're going to find out here in the next handful of days. They're coming out, you know, the voting has been done and such, and they're going to reissue the award again. So we're hopeful that we're
all right. So fingers are all crossed there right now, but generally speaking,
sure.
If you've won
sure.
number one time, you're probably going to win it again.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, very humble in our approach when it comes to that, but yes, we're hopeful, and again, knowing all the hard work and effort and focus that's been put into it, you know, I think we've got a good chance.
Brad, since this is our chief travel leader conversation, you've now been with Margaritaville for 26 years. You started as VP of Retail and Brand Management before taking on the COO role. What are some of your thoughts on how the company and brand have specifically developed during your tenure?
Yeah, you know, moments of reflection when you think about how it's evolved. A little bit of, and you know, Margaritaville has become an amazing brand, and certainly, you know, when we reflect back on Jimmy Buffett, as I mentioned earlier, kind of the genesis of it and started it, he always had a good line that I think about, you know, kind of make it up as we went. I will say these days it's a little bit more strategic, but back in the day when we first viewed, you know, what this company was going to become, and certainly we didn't have you know, the vision of where we are today and what the future holds. But
right. But
it is, it's pretty amazing to see the growth and to see when you do things right, you focus on the fundamentals in the hospitality space, how you can expand your horizon and do a lot of different things. And when you build great relationships and partnerships with others out there, from owners and developers and things of that nature and other, you know, these franchisees and licensees, and they believe in what you're trying to do. And the thing we tell them, it's okay to work real hard and have a lot of fun doing it. And that's been our, you know,
well,
kind of
listen,
our mantra.
26 years, I mean, God bless me. That's a long run. Mm-hmm. And you certainly have had your fingerprint on a lot of that. So we congratulate you for that. So, you know, we've got a little over a minute right now. I want to go this direction with you because inflation, higher prices, you know, they are having an impact on travel and tourism in 2024. And all the people, you know, that we've talked to in recent weeks on the show, from Jeff Freeman to Jackie Friedman, we were with Omni Hotels and Resorts or Toby O'Rourke with KOA, whomever, you know, they've all said that the upscale market, and we're seeing that, you know, is doing well despite the challenging economic times, while the what we'll call the economy or value end, it's weak. So what are you experiencing right now and what are you looking for in the months ahead? And we got about 45 seconds.
Sure. I will say, if you look back at the past handful of years and everything that hospitality has gone through, you know, you couldn't have made that up. Apocalyptic in some ways. So to come on the other side of it now and look, there's always going to be factors that affect economical factors, political factors, you know, medical factors, a lot of things that affect. But at the core of it, the way we see it, I see it, and having kind of a global lens over the various things that we do, is where we achieve success is when we deliver the experience and we give a product that people really feel that there's really, really good value in. And there's lots of measures that go into it for us. And like I said, we have an array of products that we sure. offer. But when done right, and we pride ourselves in doing that, that, you know, it's worth the investment on their end. And we realize that responsibility and the money that they're spending with us. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we deliver that experience for them.
Well, we're going to leave it there mm-hmm. for today. So we appreciate you being part of the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. We hope you have a great weekend. And Brad, thanks very much for your time today. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Sure enough. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Thanks, Brad. Take care.
Likewise. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Continued success.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Well, there goes Brad Mary. Very nice conversation with
Margaritaville.
Him. Look forward to having a conversation with him. So, folks, share your Margaritaville experiences with us using the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com. As we step aside for some important sponsor messages, RJ is ahead in the D block with today's open road. The destination spotlight on Green Bay is ahead. But next, Rudy will talk free air travel for patients needing medical care. We still have 90 minutes to go. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.